Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo OG making a video about gay child enjoyer. Well, let's go. Yeah, today I was cleaning up from my phone all the different crap that I have in it, and I found this little gem about a dude that was trying to pick up a 13-year-old boy. Hence why I call him a child enjoyer and why I say he's gay. Yes, ain't that funny? Well, yeah, touching kids, well, it's not a good idea. Just saying. Yes, supposedly this dude was right there trying to pick up on a 13-year-old boy. He's a teenager, so he's 13. That will make him a PDF file. That make him a Phoebe file. A ZB file, whatever they call it. But yeah, he shouldn't be touching underage peoples. Because, you know, you're not supposed to. Unless your last name is Biden, then it's acceptable. But I doubt this guy's last name is Biden, right? Just saying.
Whoa, got you there. What's up, man? Does your wife know you're out here trying to meet a little boy right now?
No, I'm not with my
wife. Does your wife know you're out here trying to meet a little boy right now, James?
Yeah, so this dude's name is James, and I doubted that his wife is Jessie. Yeah, go Team Rocket.
Dude, no.
Do you need me to get loud? Hey, listen.
I got you, James.
Should we get loud?
Oh yeah, pay attention to Dr. Pepperman here. This dude is fucking funny. He does a lot of shit. Yes, he's my kindred spirit, and I do like Dr. Pepper. Oh, I just watched this guy. He's funny.
James, I'm gonna get real loud. Your wife's gonna find out, or we can get this to the detectives.
You don't wanna go outside.
Hey, look, I see you trying to delete shit right there. You're talking to a little boy, James. You gotta tell the truth. You're trying to delete everything. Your wife's gonna find out all this shit, buddy.
Yeah, sooner or later, people are gonna find out, guy. Yes, I doubt you're smart enough to hide this shit. Well, that's why they made a recording of you, buddy. Yes, only stupid people get caught. Yeah, because the ones that are smart, they have their little prostitution rings and their little things. Yeah, they won't be doing stupid shit like this. This is how you end up in Chris Hansen's fucking show, whatever the fuck. I think that's the only thing that dude does anyways. He probably sets him up he does set him up, right? because those guys are creeps. They're the bottom of the barrel, so that's why people abuse them. Yeah, you should be careful with that shit, because all the laws that they're putting against all these sex offenders eventually gonna bite you in the ass. Yes, because like they're hated people, they're gonna start creeping all these stupid little laws, and then you, like, you're a law-abiding citizen, quote unquote, is gonna get you. Yeah, what do you think about all the child porn? Yeah, and using that as an excuse so they could spy on you. Just saying.
What are you trying to do there?
Hey. Child predator in Austin, Texas, trying to pick up a little boy.
Well, I guess there's two things that come out of Texas, right? Steers and queers. Oh, let me rephrase that. Three things. Fucking creeps. not disappear, scumbag.
His name's James. Austin, Texas, this man's trying to pick up a little boy at the HEB for sex. James wants to have sex with a little boy.
You know what? In this dude's defense, like, he lives in Texas, his chick probably looks something like this. Yeah, so bet that 13-year-old boy's ass looks way better than this fucking hog. Oh, man. But still, you shouldn't be touching underage people, because then you get fucked. Unless that's what you want. You are gay, so.
James, you know your wife's about to find out you're trying to pick up a little boy, man. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, this dude got caught red-handed. That's why he's panicking. You see him? That's why he's running around. He's like a deer with the headlights caught him. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, buddy, you have no place to go. What will you do? What will you do? Let's find out.
Grab my phone, you're gonna get snapped too. Just don't do that. Your wife's gonna figure out what are you just trying to do, man. Trying to take a little boy to your office?
No.
Everybody at the office is gonna find out too. Everybody at the office is gonna find out you like little boys, James.
Well, this guy is married, so I'm assuming this dude has kids too. So maybe if he has a daughter, he's trying to hook up his daughter with a boyfriend. Or if it's a guy, maybe he's trying to Keri's son is awkward, like socially awkward. He doesn't know how to make friends. So he's trying to bridge the gap. Who knows? Yeah, I don't know. Who knows? See what this guy is doing, right? Let's find out, right?
Let's go left. About face. Hey, you think it's cool?
No, seriously. This guy's freaky. Now you see how they did that about face and all that shit. He's trying to find out an escape route. Yeah. You gotta be careful, because if you make people desperate, they do stupid shit. Yeah, man. Be careful. Just saying.
Go to meet up with little boys? Huh? You try to fuck boys in Austin, Texas? You try to fuck kids out here? What? Stop. Hey, let him go. Let him go. Let him walk.
Yeah, did you forget about Dr. Pepper? Yeah, he's giving this guy a diagnosis and he found out this guy's a bitch. So he prescribed him a bitch slap. Oh man, this guy's crazy. Let's keep on watching.
Look, let him walk to where the fuck he's gonna go. Let him go to his car. Get to your car. And on the way, you're gonna explain why you was trying to meet up with a little boy, alright?
Go to your car, dude.
Hey, child predator, your vehicle's that way. What you mean it's not? What you doing? You think you're gonna delete the messages? We got them all and they're gonna go to detectives, James. You understand? You understand, James?
We're hearing from sex detectives.
What's in there? Talking to the little boy?
No.
Looking at the messages, seeing what you did. Why would you talk to the little boy like that?
I didn't talk to him about it.
You were gonna...
Yeah, dumbass, you just admitted you were talking to this guy. Uh-oh, dumbass. Well, they do have your text messages, so yeah, there's no way out, man. Well, let's see what happens.
You said you'd give him a kiss. James, you said you was gonna give him a kiss.
Every kiss starts with K. Remember that stupid commercial for K's Jewelers? Yeah. Uh-oh, yes. Kissy, kissy. Nyum, 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 nyum.
Hey, grab property again.
Well, technically, you guys assaulted him first. Yeah, remember when Dr. Pepper slapped him and then you hit him? So technically, you guys assaulted him. So, yeah, you guys could get in trouble too. Just saying.
Don't touch me. Your car is out.
Don't fucking touch me.
Predator.
Yeah, you saw Dr. Pepper? Fucker was like a fruit ninja. Motherfucker wasn't sweet at all, was he? Yeah, well, this guy was being stupid, James. Yeah, and James said instead of getting the giant peach, he got a fucking pumpkin. Oh, man, you see, but they assaulted this guy. I don't know what happens because, you know what they say, two wrongs don't make a right. So, everybody in this fucking shit's wrong, in my opinion, but fuck it, whatever. Didn't make me laugh. Yeah, so, you know what? Isn't George Bush from Texas? So, yeah, well then... Fuck you, Texas. Just saying.
Predator. Child predator, your vehicle.
Yeah, why are creeps so weak and frail? I'm not. Oh, shit. Remember, this shit's for entertainment purposes only, so fuck it. Don't believe none of the shit that I say. I'm just retarded.
That way. Vehicles that way, Predator.
Oh, looks like the guy's doing a retarded walk of shame. I'm assuming this was last year during Halloween, I'm guessing? I don't know. Maybe.
Say walk off. Hey. Stay away from the little boys, bitch.
Yes.
You understand? You understand you can't meet up with little kids?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a lesson this guy's not gonna frick yet anytime soon. I don't know, you still got a guy's gonna call the cops on him? Might as well give him the coup de grace. Why not? You already fucked him up, but then he could probably turn around and get you guys for assault. Hey, but fuck it, you know? You guys did it, so might as well follow to his logical conclusion. Just saying.
Came to meet a 13-year-old boy at 11 at night.
Well, that was some fucked up shit. I guess the guy leaves and they all go their separate ways. I don't know. It was something I seen sitting there for who knows how long I had it there. Yeah, you know, having too much stuff kind of sucks and you need to clean it up. But yeah, I know some people believe that if you do this to kids, it doesn't hurt them psychologically, but then it might. I don't know, if there's a possibility, maybe you shouldn't be doing that. Because one day, these kids are going to grow up to be adults, and you don't want them to become adults because then, like, they have a larger frame, they could do more damage. Kids, not so much, but adults, yes, they could do some fucked up things. So, yeah, don't be like one of these creeps. Don't be like that. You keep on moving forward, be sound of mind and body and in spirit. Yeah, don't be over too hypersexualized. Yeah, once you're like that, you start doing a lot of degenerate shit. And me, I'm trying to get that on my brain. So goodbye.
As for the accusation that I'm racist, I am.
Hey, if you're single, stop scrolling. Watch this.